You're cruising with Cruisin' WGCM.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun in a cloud with too much rain? We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But as long as a man has the strength to dream, he can redeem. Answers gonna come somehow. Out there in the dark, there's a beckoning candle. Yeah. And while I can think, while I can talk, while I can stand, while I can walk, while I
Around for more music to cruise by here on Cruisin' WGCM. Don't go away, baby.
Milner Rental Center, Dito Road, Orange Grove, specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. They even carry mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, and pumps and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface of all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road in Orange Grove. Milner Rental Center, also on Pass Road, Gulfport, and both on MilnerRental.com.
For the jobs that need to be done, do them yourself with Milner Rental Center on Pass Road in Gulfport. Everything you need, no matter what the task, from mini excavators to jackhammers, air compressors to saws of all kinds, Milner Rental has lawn and garden equipment, small contractor equipment, and specialty power tools. Save time and money. Come to Milner Rental Center on Pass Road in Gulfport, also on Dito Road in Orange Grove, online at MilnerRental.com.
God bless America, land that I love. During this 4th of July celebration, the staff at Nico's Family Market wants to say thank you to our military for what you have done. We are free today because of you. Happy 4th of July from Nico's Family Market.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is the Gulf Coast authority for home and office gun safes. Why buy anywhere else when you can get financing options, including 12 months same as cash, a lifetime transferable warranty, and home delivery available? Protect your family, firearms, and valuables. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in the Iberville.
In your forecast from the Mississippi Power Weather Center, 60% on the rain chances for this afternoon and tonight. Overnight low 77, back with an 80% chance of showers tomorrow, and a high again 87. Still some rain likely for Saturday and Sunday, possibly into Monday. That's your forecast. Have a great day, despite the rainy forecast. And thanks for listening.
Music you can dance to. We're talking the Twist, the Hully Gully, even the Funky Chicken. Cruising WGCM.
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la. You've been lying.
He's been gone for such a long time.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's
back.
Cause
he's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Believe all your lies, wahoo, wahoo. You're a big man now, but he'll cut you down to size, wahoo. Wait and see.
My boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey, la. Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. La, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. La, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike. And the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set at the 2-2. Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On an overcast Thursday night from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's the third game of this six-game set between the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers to start the second half of the 2022 season. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarello will be joined by Gary Green momentarily, and the Shuckers another come-from-behind victory last night after Yariel Gonzalez, a two-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. It was a Jackson Reed's walk-off blast in the bottom of the ninth of the frame to win the game for the Shuckers by a score of 7-6, a game which Biloxi took an early lead on after the Braves. A two-run home run from Alexander in the top of the first. Shuckers answered with an Andrew Monasterio two-run home run of their own, just the second batter of the first inning. A bases-loaded walk issued to Yason Coca. The Shuckers had themselves the lead, but they would fall behind quickly. The Braves runs in both the second and the third inning, lead 4-3. And then the Shuckers would retake the lead. Two runs in the sixth. A Noah Campbell RBI single. Monasterio ground out one of his three RBIs he had in the contest. And Shuckers led that the bullpen was really excellent yesterday. Taylor Floyd, a season high scoreless 2 1/3 innings. Harold Chirino, scoreless 2 innings. Nash Walters tossed a scoreless 8th before the closer, Zach Venero, which really he has been, you know, locked down since moving into the closer role in the ninth inning. Gives up a 2-run home run, but the Shuckers offense, like they always do, are never out of it. It was a 1-2 count with two outs, a two-out single. Dillard put him at first, so the Shuckers were down on their final strike until Jackson Reitz, now leading the Southern League with 16 home runs on the season. A high fly ball to the left field wall, and the Blexi would win it. So currently they are in first place of the South Division. Montgomery and Pensacola rained out yesterday, so playing a doubleheader. So Biloxi a half a game lead on the Biscuits for first place in the second half of the season. Well, on the mound today, Freddie Tarnock for the M-Braves. Nick Bennett opposite of him, the southpaw. And the former University of Louisville Cardinal will get the ball today. Should be a good pitching matchup and a good game all around, as it always is here in Biloxi. But you get to the rest of starting laps next here in the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League tee. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Right here from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, just off the Mississippi Sound. Sits just behind the right field wall across from the Beau Rivage Hotel. It's time now for the starting lineups between the Mississippi Braves and the Biloxi Shuckers. We'll start with the visitors today and the M-Braves, 29-42 overall record, 0-2 in the second half of the season. Here is their lineup presented by Bruce Crabb, manager in his first season at the helm of the M-Braves. Left hitting second baseman Cody Milligan leads things off, followed by the center fielder Justin Dean. Left-handed hitting third baseman C.J. Alexander bats third. The catcher will back cleanup. It is Hendrick Clementino. Power slugging first baseman out of the University of Michigan, Drew Lugbauer, bats fifth. Jariel Gonzalez, the switch hitting shortstop, homered last night in the ninth inning. He bats sixth. The DH today is Riley Delgado, followed by Jalen Miller, playing left field, batting eighth. And the right fielder, Trey Harris, rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. And Braves will turn to the right-hander, Freddie Tarnock. 1-2, a 4.88 ERA on the season as he tries to get the Braves their first win here in the second half of the season. Now for the Shuckers, three games over 500 overall, 36-33. Looking for a 3-0 start here in the second half of the 2022 season. Switch hitting right fielder Noah Campbell bats first, followed by the shortstop Andrew Monasterio, who started his Shuckers career 6-for-6, was reassigned from AAA Nashville 3 days ago. And he has really been a bright spot in this lineup, 6-for-9 in the series, and starting for the third straight day at shortstop. Again, he bats second. The Brewers' number 2 prospect, the DH, Joey Weimer, bats third. Switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats cleanup. The left fielder tonight will be Jackson Reitz. He bats fifth. Again, leading now the Southern League with 16 home runs on the year. Felix Valera, the second baseman, bats sixth, followed by the third baseman, Cam Devaney, slated in the seventh spot. Switch hitting center fielder, Jason Koke, his first start in the outfield in his minor league career. Did play 2 innings the other night in left field when he came in as a pinch hitter. So he is, again, playing center field, batting eighth. And Jason Lopez will be doing the catching as he rounds out the starting nine for the Shuckers. The southpaw Nick Bennett to the mound today. He's 3-6 with a 5.40 ERA on the season. Shuckers, again, looking to win their fourth straight. 4-1 their last 5, 7-3 in their last 10. And looking for a 3-0 start to start the second half of the season. Embrace have dropped their last 5 games. And again, looking for that first victory in the second half of the season. When we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click and maybe some of the scores around the Southern League as well. That's next on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
And welcome back to MGM Park. This is Rolly here at Greenville. We'll get you our pitch to click real quick here. Aaron, who do you got?
I'm going with Joey Weimer, the designated hitter tonight.
I'm going to go Noah Campbell. 2 hits yesterday, including a double. See if those 2 picks do click. National Anthem first pitch on the other side of the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is game number 3 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 36-33 on the year. They are 2-0 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. As for the Mississippi Braves, they are 29-42 on the year, and they are 0-2 in the second half. Here is the starting lineup for the Mississippi Braves tonight. Leading off is the second baseman, Cody Milligan, Justin Dean in center, and C.J. Alexander hits third. He is also at third. The cleanup man is the catcher, Hendrick Clementina. Drew Lugbauer at first. Jauriel Gonzalez, the shortstop, hitting sixth and batting seventh, is Wiley Delgado, the designated hitter. Jalen Miller in the eighth spot. He's in left, and rounding it all out is the right fielder, Trey Harris. They go opposite the left-hander, Nick Bennett, 3-6 this year with a 5.40 ERA. And the Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Shuckers in their royal blue jersey tops tonight, white pants and the blue caps on. As for the M-Braves, they are in their navy jerseys with gray pants, and they have the navy caps on tonight. So the lefty, Nick Bennett, stands on the rubber for the Shuckers, stares into the left-handed hitting Cody Milligan, and rocks home the first. And a cutter is inside for a ball, and we're off and running at 6:35 p.m. Central Time here in Biloxi. Set in the next offer, and a bender finds the outer edge for a strike, and it is 1-1 to the second baseman, Milligan. Well, Milligan has been in center field the last couple of nights, so seeing some position versatility out of him at second, as the 1-1 is a cut fastball, whiffed over and missed. The count is now 1-2. To the second baseman, Milligan. Milligan in his ninth game here with Mississippi's 8-29. The 1-2. And a check swing on a slider down low. No offer is the call. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to the second baseman, Milligan. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. He threw him an inside slider. Milligan goes down on strikes, and Bennett is the first batter that he faces here in the first inning.
Well, let's meet the Shuckers defense behind Nick Bennett. Starting the outfield left to right, Jackson Reitz, Yason Coca, Noah Campbell. On the infield, Cam Devaney's at third, Andrew Monasterio and Felix Valeri up the middle. Thomas Dillard's manning first, and Jason Lopez is behind home plate, doing the catching.
So here is Justin Dean from the right side, and he bounces the first pitch to third. Scooped up by Devaney, and he throws the first and retires Dean by a step and a half. An easy bouncer, two gone, and C.J. Alexander, the batter, with the Mississippi Braves. Well, we had some rain in Biloxi earlier today, and it is around us at this point, but right now, partly cloudy skies. It's 82 degrees at first pitch, and it feels like 89. It is downright chilly outside for late June. As the first offer is low and outside to Alexander for a ball, it is 1-0.
Just perfect, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it every day.
Bennett stares in this lefty-lefty matchup and the 1-0. And a breaking ball. There's the cutter. That's just off play to Alexander. It is two balls and no strikes. Well, Bennett, the 6'3", 202-pound southpaw, 24 years old and native of Cincinnati. The 2-0. And that is just downstairs with a fastball. And it's three balls and no strikes to the third baseman, Alexander. Bennett, a sixth-round pick by the Brewers in 2019 out of Louisville. The 3-0 offer. And he throws in an inner half cutter for a strike on the count 3-1 now to Alexander. Scouting report on the lefty, Bennett. He throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a cutter as the 3-1 is hit out into right field. Backing up on it, Campbell. He looks up, and that sneaks over the berm, and it is gone for a solo home run for C.J. Alexander. Alexander has now homered in back-to-back games, and he's homered in the first inning in each of them. And Mississippi, a 1-0 lead with two outs here in the first.
Now Bennett falling behind 3-0, comes back with that cutter, and then threw another one on the inside corner, and Alexander just elevates it enough over the 8-foot wall in right field. A solo blast he sent for the second straight day, a home run in the first inning.
So now it's Hendrick Clementina, the catcher, and the first offer. And that is rocketed the opposite way foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, for Bennett, this is his 13th appearance with the Shuckers. It is his 12th start. Remember, he piggybacked with another pitcher earlier this year as the 0-1 is a breaking ball, and that is line foul down the third base line. And around the hands to Clementina, and he was just out in front. The count is now 2-2. Relief outing came for Bennett last Thursday against Pensacola. The 0-2, and that skips in. He threw a changeup that came out of the hand wrong, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Came in after Victor Castaneda went three innings. Bennett then threw three frames himself. The southpaw ready is in his 1-2 to Clementina. He's muscled foul. Came inside with a cutter, and that's impressive by Clementina to pull the hands in and barely get a piece of the bat to it and foul it off. So the count stays at 1-2. Bennett from pretty much the middle of the rubber kicks home the 1-2 pitch. And this is bounced up the middle. Bennett on one hop spears it. He'll jog towards first and a soft underhand close to Dillard, who catches it at first and brings the top of the first inning to a conclusion. But Mississippi strikes first on a solo homer by C.J. Alexander, his 14th of the year. And as we head to the bottom of the first inning, it's Mississippi 1 and Biloxi coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
On behalf of the first inning, the Mississippi Braves with a 1-0 lead over the Biloxi Shuckers as we go that way. Here is the starting nine for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the right fielder Noah Campbell. Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop, follows him. And Joey Weimer, the designated hitter, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz, who had the walk-off home run last night, bats fifth. He's in left. And Felix Valerio, the second baseman, bats sixth. In the seventh spot in the hot corner is Cam Devaney, Yason Coca in center field, and rounding it all out is the catcher, Jason Lopez. They go opposite the right-hander, Freddie Tarnock, 1-2 this year with a 4.88 ERA, and the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here's Campbell, the switch hitter from the left side against the right-hander Tarnock, who brings home the first pitch, and that's a little outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, Tarnock, the 6'4", 210-pound right-hander, 22 years old, the 1-0. And Campbell takes a low. Two balls and no strikes to the Shuckers' right fielder. Tarnock rated as the number 9 prospect in the Braves organization by Baseball America and the number 8 prospect by MLB Pipeline. As the 2-0 and Campbell skies this foul. And out of the stadium on the third base side, and the count is 2-1. Scouting report on the righty, he throws a fastball, a curveball, a changeup, and a slider. So far in the month of June, across 5 starts, 1-1 with a 4.69 ERA. The righty is 2-1, and that is at the knees with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. And the count runs even at 2-2. That's been the report on Tarnock over a couple of his starts at the beginning of June. The fastball velocity was down a little bit. 2-2, and a breaking ball, and Campbell bounces it foul first base side. And the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes, but nothing wrong with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that he threw there at the bottom of the zone to Campbell for strike 2.
Like you said, it's a big difference, you know, a couple miles an hour off the fastball. You know, 95 can help set up those other breaking pitches.
The set and the 2-2, and Campbell pops this one up. Third base side, Tarnock is tracking it, so is Clementina. He'll wave off his catcher, and just as he gets to the sender on the foul track in front of the M Braves dugout on the third base side, he makes the catch for the out. So a foul out for Campbell, 1 goal.
Well, let's meet the Mississippi Braves defense tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Jalen Miller, Justin Dean, and Trey Harris. On the infield, it's C.J. Alexander at the hot corner. Jariel Gonzalez, Cody Milligan up the middle. Drew Lugbauer is manning first base, and Hendrick Clementina is doing the catching.
So one gone, and here's Monasterio from the right side on the first pitch. Fastball upstairs at 95. It is 1-0. Let's meet our umpiring crew calling the balls and strikes tonight. Our home plate umpire is Macon Hammond. The set and the 1-0. And a curveball loops on the inner edge for a strike. It's 1-1. Raul Moreno is over at third, and our crew chief, James Jean, is at first base tonight. Umpires are in their black tops this evening. The set and the 1-1. And another curveball, and Monasterio gets to this one. Drive to left field, at the wall, and it sneaks over the wall for a solo home run. And just as he did last night, Andrew Monasterio homers his first time up, and yet again, it ties the game. We're square at 1 here in the bottom of the first inning. Two line drive home runs, and for Monasterio, this one bounces off the top of the wall and goes to the netting that protects Kayavets.
That is the definition of a ball. Just sneak it out, hitting off the padding and clicking forward.
So now it's Joey Weimer. The first pitch curveball is in tight. As Joey serves as the designated hitter tonight, it is 1-0. Tarnock, a chin-high set, is 1 ball pitch. And Weimer fouls this one in and out of the mid of Clementina for a strike. And it's 1-1. Well, Joey, hitting 265 now on the year. This is his 64th game with Biloxi. Game number 70 of the year for the Shuckers. Home game 37. It's game number 72 for Mississippi and their 39th road game tonight. Tarnock, though, 1-1. And a breaking pitch misses in tight. 2 balls and 1 strike to Weimer. Well, Joey held hitless in the game last night, went 0-for-5 with a couple of strikeouts. Did hit the ball pretty well, though, on a few occasions. 2-1 and a breaking ball forces him to limbo out of the way as the slider missed inside, and the count is 3-1 to Weimer. This is right where Joey likes to be, 3-1, batting average over 400 for the season on those pitches. 3-1, and he takes a fastball inside for ball 4. And so Weimer works the walk. Shuckers have a one-out base runner with the game square at 1. It brings up the first baseman, Thomas Diller. Well, for Tarnock, this is his third start against the Shuckers this season. Started his first outing of the year here against Biloxi back on April 13th as a curveball is downstairs to Dillard for a ball. In that outing, he went 4 2/3 innings, gave up just a hit, didn't allow a run, walked 3 and struck out 4. Did not receive a decision in a game the Shuckers won 3-2. Weimer with the lead off of first. And Tarnock, the 1-0. And a fastball bounced foul by Dillard. Jason Lopez on the top step of the dugout is there to casually collect it. And the count is 1-1 to Dillard. Tarnock, his last time he faced off against the Shuckers, that was on May 19th at Trustmark Park. 6 innings, 4 runs allowed on 3 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 6. As this is high and away, the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. All 3 of those hits that the Shuckers had off of Tarnock in that game were home runs. However, Mississippi ended up winning 9-4 in that contest. Set by Tarnock, and the 2-1. And a fastball is laced out into right field, a base hit for Dillard. So Dillard picks up right where he left off last night. Had a 3-hit performance, including getting on and setting the stage for Jackson Reese, who comes to bat behind him here in the first inning. So a rope job for Thomas Dillard, who is finishing the month of June in a strong way, as Bo Hinning will come out and have a quick word with his starter, Freddie Tarnock. But for Dillard, he's now 10 for his last 21. After hitting .233 in the month of May, he's now hitting over .270 in the month of June with that single. He has really been heating up lately. And so Weimer at second after the walk, Dillard at first. And the game tied at 1. Solo home run by C.J. Alexander, putting the Braves on the board. And then Andrew Monasterio, his second home run in as many days. And incredibly for Monasterio, that's his 7th hit in 10 at-bats with Biloxi.
For a guy, too, that also isn't really known for his power, and that's something that all of a sudden has come.
Yeah, this season with Nashville, in 48 games, he hit just 1 home run at AAA. He did have 13 doubles with the Sounds, but nonetheless, a couple of home runs here at MGM Park. And he's tied the ball game up as Reitz digs in, with Weimer at second and Dillard at first. Tarnock ready is in the right-hander. Here's his first offer. And a curveball. Had a lot of bend to it, but it misses inside. 1-0. Well, for the season, Jackson Reitz now hitting .295 in 54 games. Remember, for the first month of the season, Reitz was not an everyday player. The set and the 1-0. And there is a curveball that finds the inner edge for a strike, and the count 1-1 to Jackson. Reitz putting it together in the month of May, really coming alive. People were incredulous he wasn't the home run leader for the Shuckers in May as he hit 7, the 1-1. And a fastball a little below the knees at 94, the count 2-1 now to Reitz. But that was because Weimer hit 9 home runs in the month of June. Reitz leading the Shuckers here in the month, or excuse me, that was in May. In the month of June, Reitz is the home run leader for the Shuckers. The set and the 2-1. And Reitz fouls off an inside pitch. The count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With his 2-run homer in the 9th inning last night, that gives Reitz 46 RBIs. Coming into today, that is tied for 2nd in the Southern League in runs driven in. Great RBI chance here with Weimer at 2nd with really good speed. Dillard at 1st as the trailing runner. 1 gone, tied at 1, Shuckers and Braves. Righty Tarnock, a peek to 2nd. There goes Weimer. And the 2-2 swung on a miss. Clementina, the throw is not even close. Dillard will steal 2nd on the back end. And Weimer slides into 3rd with his 9th steal of 3rd on the year, and it's his 22nd steal overall. Here's a strikeout of Reitz. He's the 2nd out in the inning. Comes to Felix Valerio with 2 outs here in the 1st. So a good break by Weimer as he's able to get into scoring position even better now over at 3rd. See if Valerio can give the Shuckers the lead. Tarnock readies in the right-hander his first pitch. And a curveball right at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Valerio this season hitting .261 in 60 games. Righty Tarnock, the 0-1. And a fastball cut on and missed. Might have maybe caught a piece of it, but it's now 0-2. Valerio 0-4 in his career against Tarnock and 5 times against him. Those have a walk. Tarnock, the 0-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. He just blows a fastball by him. 97. Tarnock reached back for a little bit extra there. So the Shuckers strand a pair, but they do tie the game on the solo home run by Andrew Monasterio. And as we head to the second inning, square one, Shuckers and Embraves. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Second inning, now tied at one between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Drew Lugbauer leads it off from the left side for Mississippi as Bennett brings home the first, and Lugbauer taps it foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Bennett needed 16 pitches to get through the first inning. 10 of them were strikes. The southpaw sets and his 0-1. And that is low and in with a cutter. One ball and one strike to Lugbauer. Lugbauer hitting .220 on the year, 68th game with the Embraves, even in doubles and homers with 15, as a front door slider finds the inner edge. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Lugbauer has driven in 32 this season with Mississippi. The 1-2 from Bennett with a slight hesitation, and he gets a swing and a miss on an inside slider. Second K of the day for Bennett. One gone as Jariel Gonzalez comes to bat. Bennett, the first offer to Gonzalez. This is rolled over to third. Devaney waits for it, collects, and a strong throw to first. And Gonzalez retired on one pitch. So easy enough for Nick Bennett. Very quickly, two gone here in the inning, and Riley Delgado the batter. Bennett trying to execute the shutdown inning after the Shuckers tied it in the bottom of the first, thanks to an Andrew Monasterio solo home run. Joey Weimer walked, Thomas Dillard singled, and then a double steal put 2 men in scoring position. As a fastball is on the inner edge for a strike, it is 0-1 to Delgado. Bennett nods in agreement with Lopez's one strike offer, and a slider rips in for a strike. It's very quickly 0-2 to Delgado. Bennett readies to go with his two-strike pitch. That's fouled straight back. He came at him with a cutter at the bottom of the zone, and Delgado fouls it off. Well, the designated hitter tonight, Delgado hitting .277 in 56 games. Five doubles, a triple, a home run, and 14 driven in. As Bennett hesitates at the top of his delivery, and the 0-2 is still fouled off. Delgado did a good job waiting on that slider and just fighting it off to stay alive. With nobody on base, that is something that Nick Bennett is prone to do. Come into his motion, he'll give a few leg kicks and then ultimately slide home. Or sometimes he'll stop at the top. The 0-2, and he gets a reach and a miss on a changeup on the outer edge. And Nick Bennett, a very efficient 1-2-3 top of the second with a pair of strikeouts. He's got three on the night. We head on to the bottom of the second inning. Tied at one, Shuckers and Embraves. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch to Cam Devaney from the right-hander Frank Tarnock is a fastball high and tight. Now we have a slight delay as Dario Gonzalez had to fix something with his uniform. And Devaney, Coca, and Lopez, the 3-2 up here at the bottom of the second. As Tarnock rips home and a fastball swung through and missed by Devaney at 94 at the top of the zone. It is 1-1. Tied at one, Shuckers and Embraves here in the bottom of the second inning. A solo home run by C.J. Alexander in the first for Mississippi, and Andrew Monasterio with one for the Shuckers in the bottom of the first for them. Slight foul ball there for Devaney into the mid of Hendrick Clementina, and the count is a ball and two strikes for the Shuckers' third baseman. Tarnock had to throw 23 pitches in the first inning. He sets here in the 1-2 to Devaney, and Cam fights it off foul to stay alive in the at-bat. Well, it is another double play Thursday here at MGM Park, and it is a great night because we are rolling out our Let's Go Shuckers Seltzer. That's Let's with two L's, because joining us now here in the broadcast booth is David Reese, who is the brewmaster and the owner over at Fly Llama. David, thanks so much for coming up and spending some time with us tonight.
Garrett, thank you for having me. This is quite an experience.
Yeah, well, so we have put together the Let's Go Shuckers with Fly Llama, which is located literally, if you gave Joey Weimer, our outfielder, a baseball and put him up here on the suite level, I think he could hit your brewery from right up top here. As the 1-2 is inside, the count goes even at 2-2 to Cam Devaney. So it made sense with the proximity, but you know what led to you wanting to partner with us here for the Shuckers to put together the Let's Go Shuckers Hard Seltzer?
Well, I grew up just loving baseball, and I I hail from Milwaukee. I moved down to the coast about 7 years ago and was able to open up my own brewery about a year and a half ago, and it just happened to be about a block and a half from MGM Park. And I'll tell you, when we moved down here, when I moved down here 7 years ago, the Shuckers were unknown, and they announced that the Milwaukee Farm Team was happening 3 months after I moved down here, and it was like fate. It was like, this was meant to be.
That is some kind of baseball intervention right there. As Cam Devaney singles through the left side, it brings up Jason Koken. He takes a pitch high for a ball. It is 1-0. I can confirm that Dave's up here. He's wearing a powder blue Robin Yount jersey tonight, which we love to see. You're a big Brewers fan. It is amazing the number of people who come down here, and I'm sure you get it in the tap room whenever you guys are open in January and February. Come down from Wisconsin, and they winter down here on the coast because what we view as a cold day for them is late April.
Yeah, snow is the reason I escaped down here, I'll tell you that. And we get a lot of Wisconsinites through the tap room, and they're here, to represent. A lot of Brewers fans come to MGM Park to cheer on the home team.
Jason Koka fouls this one off. The count is 2-1. So the Let's Go Shucker Seltzer. It's a mango seltzer. I've had it. We had it last night after the game was over, and we are obviously big fans of it. So what was the process like to come up with that and decide on a mango-flavored seltzer?
So I'm good friends with Chris here on the Shucker staff, and he approached me and he said, let's team up. And right away I thought seltzer, it just makes sense. I mean, if you've sat through any afternoon game here, you know how hot it can be here. And seltzers just go down easy. They do well in the heat. So I wanted to do a seltzer right off the bat. And we kind of let it, we put it out to the Shucker staff on what flavor we should do. So we gave them a bunch of options, and they kind of came up with what they wanted to happen. And I think together it was very organic, and I think we did a great job.
Well, Jason Koka hits it sharply, but he lines out to left. So man on first, one gone. Jason Lopez, the batter, as we're joined by Dave Reese, the brewmaster and founder of Fly Llama Brewing, as we roll out the Let's Go Shucker Seltzer tonight. We did get a chance to taste some of the different stuff that you guys put together and sent over to us. And I got to be honest, the mango, I have a soft spot for it. I'm also a big fan of y'all's pineapple satsuma that you do, which obviously the pineapple makes it very different. As this is skied first base side, and he'll get out of play foul for strike one to Lopez. But it was a very difficult decision because the options you presented us with were all so good. And I said, don't make me pick just one of these out of these options. So I hope that some of those other ones can maybe see the light of day. But we are all absolutely thrilled with how it turned out. And, of course, rolling it out right here, heading into the July 4th weekend, I think is just the perfect time to get it out. As you said, it's hot, and it is a very drinkable hard seltzer.
You know, and it's an amazing seltzer, and you got to come here to get it right now. So let's get people here, come to MGM Park and drink this awesome hometown brewed seltzer for the hometown team. And I mean, it's just it works. Come on down and try it.
Well, Jason Lopez in an 0-2 count here. The right-hander Freddie Tarnock brings it home, and that is high for a ball, 1-2. Tied at 1, Shuckers and Braves here in the home half of the second inning. We're joined by Dave Reese, the brewmaster and founder over at Fly Llama. Yeah, we've got the Fly Llama on tap, not just the Let's Go Shucker Seltzer, but we also have several of the others, including the Fly Lager on tap at the first base and third base beer gardens. I think they've got cans of it down at the sandbar that's located right below us, as Lopez strikes out swinging on a slider for the second out in the inning. Now I'll turn the lineup card over to Noah Campbell. But if people can't make it out to a ball game, let's say, you've got it available over at Fly Llama just around the corner from here, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure, you can get it on draft. You can get it in a six-pack by us. Come down to MGM Park, watch the Shuckers dominate, and then go to our place and then have a tap after the game.
Well, here is Campbell, and the first pitch misses low and inside for a ball, 1-0. And you guys open the tap room up 4 o'clock on a daily basis, Wednesday through Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. Wednesday through Friday, 4 o'clock is when it gets going over there?
Tuesday through Thursday, we open at 4. Friday is at 3. And then on the weekends, we open at noon.
As this ball is hit under Alexander, he can't find it as Campbell strikes it sharply. And that's going to go down as an error on Lugbauer as he knocked the ball down on a sharply struck ball. So runners on first and second with two gone and Andrew Monasterio coming to bat.
Something's brewing.
It is. But that's what I love as well is that it's an option that you can go to pregame. Obviously, plenty of folks park underneath the 110 bridge, and you guys are right there. And then they can enjoy a beverage over there, come to here to the park. But then they can also stop by after the game as well because you guys are open late, especially on the weekends.
Yeah, we generally catch a nice crowd after the games. Those Friday night fireworks, I tell you, we pack them in and... Oh, man, that's a good time.
It is a good time. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys have a deal for folks who show up in their Shuckers gear, correct?
That is actually, yes, thank you for bringing that up. 15% off on game days. Anybody who's going to the game, just ask for the discount, 15% off anything.
That is phenomenal, and part of why you guys are such a great partner here is this is lifted in the air. Shallow right field, could be trouble. Lugbauer tracking it, foul ground in the over-the-shoulder catch. He brings it in and retires Monasterio. Something that is not easy to do. Dave, I've been a fan of Fly Llama since you guys opened up back in January of last year. I was excited as soon as the name came out, and we knew that we were getting a brewery right there. This collaboration is phenomenal. I can't thank you enough for all that you do, not just for us here with the Shuckers partnering with us, but also for the revitalization of downtown Biloxi. And it's nice to have a fellow Brewers fan around. So, Dave, thanks so much for dropping by, sir.
Thank you. Can't wait to see what's next between Fly Llama and the Shuckers.
Hey, you heard it here. There is a next that is coming up, and we're excited about that. That is David Reese. He is the founder as well as the brewmaster over at Fly Llama Brewing. The Let's Go Shuckers Seltzer on tap right here at MGM Park starting tonight. Tied at one between the Shuckers and the M-Braves as we go to third, and the Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful, truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Tied at one, Shuckers and M-Braves, and look out. Sharp line drive down the left field line by Miller. That was the third pitch of the at-bat. Nick Bennett got a swinging strike through a ball and gets that foul ball. It's now 1-2. Tied at one, and to take you through the next couple of innings, here's Thomas Zenzarella.
Thank you, Garrett. Here's the 1-2. Here's a slider outside. And the count even 2 balls and 2 strikes. The anal hitter, Jalen Miller, stands in the right side against the tall southpaw and Nick Bennett. 2-2 home. There's a breakable foul back just to the right and above us in the booth. I was ready to make a play. Had the hands up, but ends up bouncing down just in towards the concourse area. And the 2-2 again is outside with the breaking ball counts full at 3-2 to Miller. Well, Jalen this season hitting .223, now appearing in his 50th contest. Club 5 home runs, driven in 24. And the payoff is Miller rifles it back, this time in the heart of the netting. And Braves so far just one hit on the home run from C.J. Alexander in the first inning off of Bennett. Bennett struck out 3 so far in the first 2 innings. Here's 3-2. as Miller fouls it back behind Tome to the right of us. Well, the wall that holds all of the accolades for the Shuckers is taking some dents. That one made a new one with that ball mark. And a 3-2 Miller fouls it back. Now he has just been peppering them behind home plate. As the right-hander climbs back in, taps home plate with the black barrel. Bennett's 3-2 once more, and Miller, pitch on the hands, pops it up right side of the diamond. Diller jogs in on the infield grass, makes the catch off his left shoulder. And finally, the at-bat comes to a conclusion. And the first out recorded, top of the third. Shuckers and M-Braves all tied at one. Both runs were home runs. Monasterio's home run in the bottom of the first inning counted the C.J. Alexander solo blast. Right fielder Trey Harris, as he tugs one high in the air, well foul down the third base side. Very loud, strike one. Now Harris, who was 1-for-11 in the last series, getting a start here in game three in the 0-1, trying to check his swing. Couldn't hold up, though. The count's quickly 0-2. Now Harris, 2-14, 44 games. And Bennett's 0-2 offering is downstairs. Changeup. Really seen a tight command so far from Bennett, which is sometimes the problem out of him in the walk numbers. And a 1-2, and that's rifled the other way into right field with a base hit. A one hop in front of Campbell. As Bennett trying to beat Harris on a backdoor slider, ended up just punching it out into right field. Probably one he should have put down a little bit more, but a really good idea from Bennett. He snapped the ball back into his glove. And a one-out single by Harris, who leads off at first. And just the M-Brave second hit so far. Brings up the top of the order, Cody Milligan. And a fastball off the plate for a ball. Well, three lefties in the lineup. Milligan's one of them. There's also three lefty bats off the bench. A very lefty-dominated lineup the Embraers can be when they face off against a right-hander. And the 1-0, Milligan checks his swing and goes around, according to home plate umpire Macon Hammond, and the count's even 1-1. Bennett got him on strikes in the first. As Bennett, the southpaw, set from the belt. 1-1, and down and away. Lopez had a lunge to his left and like a backhanded snag. The ball started to twist away from him. The 2-1. And Milligan chops it foul up the first base side. And the count evens 2-2. Now Milligan, an Oklahoma native, a 23-year-old. Is listed as utility player. That's what he has been. Starting at second base tonight. Was in center field the first two nights. Move all around the infield and outfield. A speedy utility player as well. And the 2-2 pitch on the hands is fought off foul. On the upper deck, third base side. He started his career at Oklahoma State. Played 15 games there in 2018. Transferred to Cali Community College. 2-2 is shot out the other way. Dunks in front of Reitz for a base hit. So a pair of singles on a pair of breaking balls. Milligan was able to get the hands around quick enough and push it out the other way. And all of a sudden, here come the M-Braves bats. Two men on, one gone, top of the third. Shuckers and Embraves knotted at one. And it's the center fielder, Justin Dean. Climbs in the right side against the lefty, Bennett. Who kicks and fires first. Pitch is pulled down the third baseline. A base hit. Rolls into the corner. One run is in. Milligan gets the wave around third. He will chug all the way around from first base. A two RBI double off the bat of Justin Dean, and the Embraves jump back forward, a 3-1 lead. That's what happens. You get your leadoff man on, and a Milligan able to chug all the way home from first base. Lost the batting helmet at all. And Dean picks up two big runs. 3-1's our score. The runner at second, and that's looped out into shallow center field. But Coca comes in and makes the catch to put away C.J. Alexander on a sinking line drive. Jukoko is making his first start in the outfield this season for the Shuckers. Jackson Reitz in left field as well, somebody who's played a number of games out there this season, but the Brewers, well, the Shuckers still without some of those outfield. Garrett Mitchell being one of them still on the injured list. As a pitch outside for ball one. Him and Tristan Lutz on the IL. Mitchell, the number four prospect in the Brewers organization. So two outs and a runner at second again. Here in the top of the third. Bennett delivers the 1-0 down and in to Hendrick Clementino, the catcher. Pitch count even 50 pitches now. 36 of them thrown for strikes. 2-0 as Clementino shoots it the other way through the right side into right field. Campbell comes up throwing, and the throw is just a second too late as Dean slides home safely. And a three-run top of the third in. The Embraves down in control 4-1.
That's a tough combo to beat at the plate there. Two outs, so any kind of contact, and the runner is going to be going. And Justin Dean, one of the fastest runners in the Southern League, so he's able to come in and score on that single to right.
Out comes Nick Childs, the Shuckers pitching coach from the first base dugout. Takes the slow walk out there as J.T. Hinson has started throwing in the bullpen down the right field line. Bennett was really sharp for the first two innings. Got a Miller to pop out, but a string and run of three straight hits, including the two RBI double from Dean. Alexander lines out and Clementina single to right field. As you said, the speed play a little bit of part into it. Got Miller at the top, able to score on a double down the left field line. And it's paid off with that single by Clementina, as you mentioned. Dean able to come in and score. So five hits in the contest now for Mississippi. As Childs will walk off back towards the first base dugout. And that's the power hitting first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. Swings the bat around a few times to Nick Bennett. It's above his left shoulder as the first pitch high and tight. Takes for ball one. Now Lugbauer struck out his first time against Nick. And the 1-0 is high and in again. This time trying to work that slider up in the zone. Lugbauer is 6'4", 225. And the 25-year-old out of Pleasant Valley, New York. Breaking ball inside again. Trying to find that inner edge on all these lefties in the lineup. Might have hit in this inning. Lugbauer being the third. And now Chip comes in with a fastball at the knees, called strike. Now Milligan, Alexander, and now Lugbauer. Only three lefty bats in the starting nine tonight. And it's behind 3-1, and Lugbauer waves and misses. Now a cutter. Works to count to full 3-2. Trying to stop the bleeding here with three runs in. Jariel Gonzalez is on deck. With two outs, Clementina at first. Payoff home. And swing and a miss for strike three. Breaking ball down and away, and Lundbauer goes chasing after it. Then it's four strikeouts. Second time he's got Lundbauer. The M-Brave strike for three runs on four hits to leave a man off at first base. 4-1 M-Braves after 2.5 here in Biloxi. The Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Tarnock, first pitch bounces in and wide. The mid of Clementina trying to scoop it on a one hop. 3-4-5, Dillard and Reed to follow. After a three run on a four hit, again atop of the third. So 4-1 Embraves on top. That is the 1-0 hard biting curveball down and away. And Weimer lays off 2-0. Joey walked his first time, but the Shuckers a chance to strike for more than just the one run as the 2-0 Weimer fouls back over our heads in the press box. Now it might have got to Fly Lama. Got a velocity ahead on it.
A chance. Right direction, approximately.
It's just over the building behind us, and then it's the side street. That'll get you there.
All right there on Balm Street.
Balm Street, that's it. Still new to the area. So Ryander Tarnock comes set. Glove up near the ear. 2-1. It's a good-looking changeup. Call the ball 3-1. As I mentioned, Weimer was left off a third. Dillard at second after their double steal in the first. Tarnock's 3-1. Now fastball is popped high in the air. First base side, and we'll get into the seats. A fastball at 95 miles an hour. Tarnock shakes off the catcher, Clementina. Comes in from his delivery, 3-2. Is high and in, ball four. Fastball again, and Weimer walks for the second time tonight. Second straight inning, the Shuckers had a leadoff runner on.
Well, you figured Weimer, after going over 12 in his last couple of games, would change up the approach. He had one walk in his last six games. He's drawn two tonight.
Just shows you. And Thomas Dillard, who's been on a hot streak himself, takes a fastball up and away for a ball.
And I think sometimes, especially power hitters, not just Joey, but any guy who can hit the ball hard, and that's kind of his MO, they try and swing their way out of a small, rough spot.
1-0, And Dillard fans on the breaking ball.
You know, that's probably part of the reason as well that Weimer is just the designated hitter tonight. Get a night off from the field. All you have to focus on is your 3, 4, 5 at-bats that evening.
Weimer is at first. The 1-1 is up and away. Count moves to 2-1 to Thomas Dillard.
And again, Weimer's a guy who makes it happen in so many different ways, especially when he gets on base. I think that's what a lot of people forget is while he's a leading home run hitter, RBI producer, he's also one of the leaders in runs scored for the Shuckers this year.
Puts himself in scoring position. That's a good chunk lead off of first, and a fastball sails high 3-1.
And especially when you're in a spot where you've got Dillard, Reitz, Valerio, Devaney all hitting right behind you. Well, sometimes just get on and let those guys move you around.
Tarnox behind. The switch hitting Thomas Dillard as a fastball is pumped past him upstairs at the letters. Counts full 3-2. And I think that's something we've talked about in the last couple of series now. The Shuckers number one in average in all of AA and third in all of minor league baseball. I think a lot of it, too, is with the runs going up, averaging almost 7 runs a game in June. 3-2. Dillard checks his swing, and he can't hold up. Making a hammer, the home put umpire says the offer is added. And Tarnak's fourth strikeout of the game is the first out of the third inning. But I think a lot of it to do with the runs, obviously you're hitting almost 300 in this month. Right around 294, but you know, getting guys in score position with the legs, big part of it. Guys like Weimer and Valerio. Flip of a switch. And now Jackson Reitz. Left fielder tonight. Over the top. Curveball snaps too high. Just above the letters for ball one. Now Birmingham's a big way. Look at their offensive numbers. And we've right now leading the league in stolen bases. Remember, we saw them towards the end of April, and they were last in the league in stolen bases. They've done nothing but that since. As a 1-0 fastball at the knees, called strike.
Well, not only that, when we saw them, it was the second full series of the season. They had not stolen a base yet. They were the last team in the Southern League to successfully steal a base.
They had, like, what, 5 or 6 in that series?
Yeah, a couple, but not a ton, and now it's turned around.
1-1. As Reitz swings and misses at an elevated fastball, falls behind 1-2.
You know, we were talking about it earlier today as well before we went on air, the fact that you go back a month. This was a Shuckers offense that was last in batting average in the Southern League. They were near the bottom three in runs scored. A lot of offensive categories.
Long pause by Tarnock, and now time called by Reitz.
And it's just proof that baseball really is a marathon. It's not a sprint, and it's about finding your groove. And the Shuckers, I mean, they certainly won enough games in the month of April and May.
1-2, and Reitz just gets a piece of the breaking ball to foul it off. On the slider. It really is, and look at guys, month to month totals and tallies. You know, Cam Devaney hitting 320 this month. Chance for him to kind of keep it going into July. 1-2, and Reitz. We've hit it twice in the right side. Ball ended up in fair territory. C.J. Alexander's hands, but might have been a double hit.
Rule foul. You talk about, how about this? Noah Campbell, very quietly coming into tonight, second in the Southern League in batting average in the month of June. He's hit .356 this month.
Yeah.
A lot of guys you find with very high averages here in the month of June.
A lot of extra base hits out of his bat, too. And the 1-2, and Reitz swings and misses. And a changeup, it looked like. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tarnock. Hit one today, and it could be 2 gone in the third. So Tarnock has really gone to the strikeouter. He's really trusting his stuff in big situations. As Felix Valerio, the second baseman. Stands in the right side and a curveball. Drops in for a called strike. We had those two back-to-back strikeouts on Reitz and Valera to end the first when the Shuckers had 2 men in scoring position. Well, we were still at first. 2 outs, 4-1 Braves. Bottom of the third inning. The 0-1. And Valerio bans on a fastball, 94, 0-2. Surprised haven't seen maybe Joey take off at some point in this inning after his leadoff walk. And now we'll give it over towards first. We were back in headlong. 2 strikes. Maybe a time for him to run. The 0-2. And a fastball zips up and away for ball one. Valera struck out swinging in the first. We're going to put a ball in play here his second time around. One, two, home. And Valerio fouls it back off the netting. Shuckers looking to get off on the right foot of the second half of this season the way they did in the first half. Won their first 7 games. 3 in Pensacola, 4 against the Braves before they dropped one. And the 1-2, and Valerio flies it high in the air, down the left field line, towards the wall. It bounces off the 325 sign. Weimer gets the wave around third from Reimer. The throw home is high, and Weimer scores on an RBI double off the bat of Felix Valerio. So the Shuckers cut in the deficit. It's now 4-2 in the third inning on a ball that almost leaves the yard here at MGM Park.
Yeah, it just got in around the hands of Valerio a little bit. Weimer often moving on contact with 2 outs yet again, like what happened with Justin Dean in the top of this inning for the Braves. And that one, as you said, it would have been something to see if it had just a little bit more height on it. It could have snuck right in between the foul pole and the wall padding out there.
It would have been fair, but not by much, as Devaney inside fastball starting on for strike one. You're right, it was hugging right along the 325 in the fair foul pole, so we saw Monasterio's home run just getting over the wall. That would have been another one that just sneaks out. As a breaking ball bounces before home, blocked by Clementine up the first base side as he tosses the mask in the process. And the count even 1-1. Well, dark and cloudy evening it's turning into. The clouds sitting just behind the Beau Rivage. 4-2 is our score. Embraves in the bottom of the third inning. And the 1-1, a curveball is pulled foul on the ground. Third base side. Devaney maybe thought should have done better with that one. Curveball looked like it caught a lot of part of the plate. He's able to fight it off, though, but behind in the count 1-2. Well, Cam singled his first time up. Looking to replicate that success again here. Valera dances off a second 1-2, and Devaney swings and misses. Strike three. 3 strikeouts in the inning, but also a run mixed in for the Shuckers. The RBI double from Valerio scores. Weimer kicked off the frame with the walk. After three, Shuckers trailing 4-2. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60. Because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Ariel Gonzalez digs some dirt around the right side. He's the first man faced off against Nick Bennett in the top of the fourth inning. And Shucker is going to run back on the Phil Valerio RBI double. And bounced off high off the wall in left field. Southpaw Bennett spins and fires his first pitch. A backdoor breaking ball for a called strike to the switch inning. Gonzalez, who's bats from the right side. Restraps the batting gloves. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Now climbs back in. The 0-1 is Gonzalez waves and misses over the top of a cutter. It's 0-2. Gonzalez grounded out to Devaney at third. And the second inning, his first battle against Bennett. Looks to bounce back in this inning. The 0-2 is blocked in the dirt by Lopez. Embray was struck for 3 runs in the top of the third. That's the difference in this contest so far. Spending nods in agreement, gets a sign. And wheels and deals home 1-2. As Gonzalez dribbles it foul at the third base side. Now Jarriel has hit well against the Shuckers this season, hitting .379. Against Biloxi in 7 games, hitting .237 on the season. 1-2 is down and inside with a fastball. The count evens. It was one of his series, his first series, joining the Embrays back in Pearl. Gonzalez is at 3 home runs against Biloxi this season as he spins around and swings and misses. On a breaking ball, back-to-back strikeouts for Bennett going back to last inning. He's got 5 today so far, which is season high, is 8. He was on a strikeout run for a while. If you look at his starts, first pitch to Riley Delgado is on the outside corner of the fastball for strike one. Came out of the bullpen, as Garrett mentioned earlier, against Pensacola, but his previous 3 starts struck at least 6. The 0-1, as that's pulled down the left field line well, but foul. Clanks off the MGM Park entrance sign. And the count 0-2 to Riley Delgado, the 7-0 hitter with 1 out, nobody on. Top of the fourth, 4-2 Embraves. Now Bennett's 0-2, and it bounces in the dirt, gobbles in the chest protector of Lopez. Raleigh's first at-bat, struck out, swinging a strikeout victim tonight. Bennett, 1-2, is outside. Try to change up that time. Well, Bennett as well has got at least 5 innings. These are the previous 2 starts. As the 2-2 is away. Counts full 3-2, and Nick has really been a durable starter this season for Biloxi. Someone that seems like every time can go at least 4 or 5 innings, which at the beginning of the season, a lot of the starters didn't. And a 3-2 is fouled back behind to him. Just the right of us. Ricochet's onto the concourse. I remember that start he had in Birmingham at the end of April, one of the, I believe he was the first Shucker starter to go at least 6 innings. 3-2, bouncer up the middle, Monasterio waits back, double clutches, and throws across the diamond. Put away Delgado, he's the second out of the fourth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Left fielder Jalen Miller will step on the right side. Bended up to 70 pitches now on his outing. And the first pitch, the right-hander, is a slider that comes in high at the letters for a called strike. Miller 0 for 1 tonight, popped out to Dillard just last inning. And the 0-1 to Miller pops it up again on the infield. Right side, Dillard and Valerio meeting on the hole as Valerio navigates back towards the second base, back about halfway in between the bases. Record the final out of the fourth inning. 1-2-3, down they go in the top of the fourth. After 3.5, Shuckers still trailing, though, 4-2 here in Biloxi. This is the Biloxi Shuckers Baseball and the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League team. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning at MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. 8-9-1 in the order. Yaston Koga, the switch hitter, settles in to the left side against the right-hander, Freddie Tarnock. The Shuckers score and run last inning on the Valerio RBI double. Stoka shows bunt and can't make contact. It is strike one. Well, Koga was bunting for base hit. Alexander was playing just back of the third base bag. Koku was starting to right of the box when he showed bunt. The 0-1 is a fastball. The outside black ball strike 94 miles an hour. It's quickly 0-2. So Alexander will play in the hole and just a few steps in front of the outfield grass now. The 0-2 is down and inside as Koku had a dip out of the way. And it's 1-2. Ace's first time up, lined out to left field. Made really good contact on a backdoor breaking ball. Tarnock, 1-2, is outside with a changeup. The count evens 2-2. I was watching the Angels game on Monday. It's reminding of Tarnock. You see some pitchers will work from the windup pretty much as the 2-2 is waved at a miss for strike three, a fastball. He's pumped by, and that's now 7 strikeouts for Freddie, and one gone here in the fourth inning. But you know, Tarnock doesn't really do it. But if you watch Noah Syndergaard and what they were talking about, when he's from the windup, he kind of rock steps his front foot back and then it comes forward. And then from the stretch, kind of does what Tarnock does. And Syndergaard, they're saying, as the Angels broadcast, we're talking about how Syndergaard has to let him know when he's going to differentiate. As the first pitch, Lopez acts at and misses for strike one. Obviously, you see some guys with a runner at third, they'll just go back from the windup. It was always just kind of interesting because he has such a close, you know, each one kind of mirrors each other. And the 0-1, and Lopez fouls it back over our heads. Been a magnet up here today, and the press box is 0-2. For a guy like Nick Bennett, for example, who will work from the more traditional sense of the windup and then will go towards his normal stretch. One out, base is empty. Count 0-2 on Lopez. Here's the pitch. It's called strike three. On the outside corner, it froze him. Back-to-back K's, eight today. That's now three in a row going back to last inning. So with two outs, a Shockers player is looking to put a ball in play. It is Noah Campbell. He's switching outfielder from the left side. 4-2 Braves in the fourth. As Campbell takes a slider on the inside corner for a called strike. Tarnock's season high is 8 this season against Birmingham. As Campbell whiffs through, like a changeup that was starting to peel away from him, it's 0-2. That's the reason why Tarnock is the number 8 prospect in the Braves system. An exciting arm to watch. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. 8 strikeouts, tying his Braves high this season. 1-2-3. Frame, move on to the fourth. 4-2 Braves on top of the Shuckers on the Bloxy Shuckers broadcast network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
And we're gonna let it burn.
Over the Shuckers as we enter the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers starter Nick Bennett rolls out for his fifth inning. We'll face Trey Harris, and we send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Bennett rocks home the first, and Harris lifts it shallow right field. That'll drop in for a base hit. So Harris, like he did back in the third, singles off of Bennett. That's what started off the three-run rally for the Braves. That's given them their 4-1 advantage. Four runs now on 6 hits and 1 error for Mississippi. 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors for the Shuckers. There's some right-handed action out of the bullpen right now for Biloxi, but you would expect that's the right-hander T.J. Shook, who should come in and pitch later on in this contest for Biloxi, though. You should not enter in the middle of an inning. First offer is on the inner edge with a changeup for a strike to Milligan. It is 0-1. And Braves struck in the first inning on a solo home run by C.J. Alexander, his 14th of the year. The kick in the 0-1. And a breaking ball looped back to the screen, foul, and the count is 0-2. Shuckers tied the game in the bottom of the first on a solo home run by Monasterio, his second in as many days. And really just a couple of missed chances for the Shuckers, especially in the first. The 0-2 runner goes, and this is bounced first base side. No double play chances. Valerio will field an underhand to first. 4-3 on the put out of Milligan as Harris moves down to second. One gone and Justin Dean the hitter for the Braves. We look back at the first inning for Biloxi. Weimer with a one-out walk. Dillard with a single. So you had two men on with one gone. And then a double steal on a strikeout put two men in scoring position, and the Shuckers were not able to drive in either one of those batters. First offer to Dean, and that's low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Dean so far tonight, 1-for-2 with a two RBI double back in the third inning. A Hendrick Clementine RBI single would drive him home and give the M-Braves their three spot. 1-0. And that is low and outside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. With the right-handed hitting center fielder, Dean. Couldn't believe the seagulls that had congregated out in left field on the double by Dean. Send them scattering. 2-0. And a wave and a miss. Took something off of that slider. A really good pitch that time by Bennett. And the count 2-1.
I've never had an encounter with seagulls down here. I can tell you the, I don't know, meanest isn't a, really a word, but I guess the grumpiest seagulls I met were up in Maine, believe it or not.
That sounds right. The 2-1, and this is pulled into left field, a base hit. Harris is going to get the wave. He comes around third, and the throw from reach will be cut off by Devaney, and it's the second RBI knock of the night for Justin Dean. This time a single into left. He's got three runs driven in tonight. And the M-Braves have a 5-2 lead here in the top of the fifth.
How about Justin Dean tonight? I mean, he can do it all on the field with the legs and doing it with the bat tonight. Just keeping it simple. A little punch shot down on the left field.
So now Dean on first. And the first offer on the way is hit in the air, but foul. Third base side by Alexander. It is 0-1. Talk about the seagulls being grumpy up in Maine. That just seems right. They have to put up with it being a little bit colder up there for the chunk of the year.
Coldest water I've ever swam in.
And an easy throw over to first to chase Dean back into the bag.
It was like 55 degrees. You know, a lot of people venture up to Acadia National Park. Beautiful up there in Bar Harbor, Maine.
And to clarify, you mean 55 degrees in July.
Yeah.
0-1. Fouled off.
Oh, yes.
Oof. That is not the case for the Gulf of Mexico, the Mississippi Sound that sits just beyond right field here.
And even the Jersey Shore is in the 70s. It's just up in the northeast, up there in New England. Well, Massachusetts is the same again in the 60s in August and July, but a little cold in June.
0-2. Fouled off again by Alexander. Alexander 1-for-2 tonight with that solo home run, his second in as many days. The Seagulls congregating down the left field line. They have all but left at this point. I don't see any circling around. They were buzzing before the game began tonight. The 0-2, there goes the runner, pitches low and outside. Lopez recovers, throws to second, and Monasterio puts the tag right on Dean, but he slides in feet first, and he's safe at second. Very close play, even with a pitch that was outside, but deemed just enough speed to sneak in with a stolen base. And so man in scoring position with only one gone and a 1-2 count to Alexander. Bennett rocks home, and this is hit into right field, but Campbell just a few steps back. Now he'll reach up and make the catch. Dean, though, will tag up from second and head to third. A sharp line out to right by Alexander that moves up the runner and puts him in third for Hendrick Clementine, the catcher.
Another hard struck baseball by Alexander is lined out as both times now since homering in the first. A really tough play for Campbell. It started to jump on him, had it back up, but even if he had that one lined up the entire way and was able to throw it back in, I think Dean's in at third easily with his speed.
First offer to Clementina, and a slider misses high and away for a ball, 1-0. 5-2 in favor of the M-Braves here in the top of the fifth inning. Left-hander Nick Bennett trying to see his way through five frames tonight. Set in the 1-0, and that is on the inside edge with a cutter for a strike. It is 1-1. Clementina 1-for-3 tonight with an RBI single the opposite way back in the third, and he grounded out on one hop to Bennett back in the first. That was the last out in the first. 1-1 and a bouncer coming on Monasterio. He can't scoop it, and the run's going to come in and score. Well, it was a slow chopper that looked like it went right in front of the plate. Bennett lets it go. And even with Clementina not a fast runner down the line, Monasterio can't scoop it.
That's a tough play for Monasterio. Ball, yes, he's playing back on the infield. Has to come racing in behind the mound. And it's always tough for a pitcher to kind of decide, do I go out and try to field this baseball or not, especially for Bennett, because since he falls off to the third base out of the rubber, you know, and he's a lefty.
Well, regardless, the run comes in and scores. Tough, because that would have been the last out in the inning. But instead, you have a man on first and still two gone. Andrew Lugbauer coming to bat. And Nick Childs is going to come out and have a quick conversation as JT Henson starts warming. And as he does, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park. Alongside Thomas Zinzarelli, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers trailing this one 6-2 now. Single by Trey Harris, moved to second on a ground out, and then scored on an RBI single to left by Justin Dean. As the first offer is low and outside to Lugbauer for a ball, it is 1-0. Dean then stealing second, moved to third on a line out by Alexander, and scored on a bouncing ball on the infield by Clementina. Monasterio could not glove, as this is in there for a strike at the knees, and the count is 1-1. Lugbauer 0-2 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Lefty-lefty matchup as the 1-1 is hit on the ground over to his right, scooped up by Valerio. He comes up, throws to first, and Dillard picks it on a short hop for the last out. But the M-Braves score a pair in the top of the fifth inning. And as we head on to the home half of the fifth, it's the M-Braves 6 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Went in took a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed.
The Shuckers 6-2, 2-3-4 to appear for Biloxi. Monasterio, Weimer, and Dillard against the right-hander Freddie Tarnock, who comes out for the home half of the fifth inning. Tarnock sets chin high, and the right-hander's first offer. And a curveball falls in for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, 84 pitches now on the night for Tarnock. 55 of them have been for strikes. He is really righted the ship Since a first inning where he threw 23 pitches and just 12 of them were strikes. Monasterio lifts this right side, but that'll be fouled the entire way. And the count is 0-2 to the Shucker shortstop. Monasterio solo home run in that first inning. Weimer then walked and Dillard single, but Tarnock bounced back, struck out the next two batters. 0-2, that is high. This with a fastball, and the count is 1-2. Nine strikeouts, now a new season high for Tarnock. 1-2. Outside edge called, third strike. It's double digits. The right-hander Tarnock, he's got 10 this evening. As he freezes Monasterio with a fastball on the outer edge.
Now he has been painting some of those pitches tonight. Like an artist on the edges, there's just another prime example. Just shoots it right at the bottom part of the zone.
So now it's Weimer from the right side and the first offer. And Joey takes a fastball knee-high at 96. With the turn of the head there by Weimer, not thrilled about the call of the knees. It is 0-1. Joey has walked twice today. Came in and scored a run his last time up in the third. 0-1, and a breaking ball is off the plate. The count, 1-1. There is some right-handed action out of the bullpen for the M-Braves right now. The Tarnock climbing towards 90 pitches. His night might be nearing an end. As time is called, might have been a ball that got loose from the bullpen down the third baseline, and indeed it is. 6-2 M-Braves here in the home half of the fifth. Weimer batting with one out. And the 1-1. And a breaking ball inside. 2-1 to Joey. The 2-1. And a curveball top of the zone for a called strike. It is 2-2. Weimer also with a steal back in the first inning. 22nd steal of the year for Joey. The set on the 2-2. And this is fouled back and out of play. The defensive swing by Weimer. 96 on the fastball by Tarnock, who has mostly been sitting 93 to 95 tonight. But we did see dial it up to 97 for his last pitch in the first inning. The 2-2. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. He threw him a changeup on the inner edge. And it's 11 strikeouts for Tarnock, who has now struck out six consecutive batters. So Tarnock just one strikeout away from tying his career high. The first offer, and Hillard takes outer edge breaking ball for a strike. Hit his 0-1. Tarnock struck out 12 back on July 29th last year at Blue Wahoo Stadium. The 0-1, and a looping curveball finds the inner edge. It's 0-2. 6-2 in favor of the M-Braves here in the bottom of the fifth. Bases empty and two gone. Buddy Tarnock looking to try and finish off his night strong. The 0-2 pitch, and Dillard fights it off foul. So that's six consecutive strikeouts now for Tarnock, and eight of the last nine that he has faced. The exception was the RBI double by Felix Valerio in the third. The kick in the 0-2, and that is high. This with a breaking ball. Looked like the slider that time. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Dillard. Thomas with a single back in the first, and a strikeout his last time up in the third. The 1-2, and Dillard down to an E as he strikes out swinging, and Freddie Tarnock ties a career high with 12 strikeouts tonight over five innings. We move on to the sixth. It's the Mississippi Braves 6. Well, the Biloxi Shuckers 2, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Beginning of the sixth inning at MGM Park, Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 6-2. Shuckers will go to the bullpen, but they'll turn to a normal starter as the right-hander T.J. Shook comes in here in the sixth.
As Shook is first came out of the bullpen, but the Shuckers did make three appearances out of the pen for Wisconsin. He's 2-0 with a 5.18 ERA, 33 innings on the mound this season for Biloxi.
First offer on the way to Gonzalez, and it's on the outer edge for a strike with a fastball at 91.
He's walked 14, struck out 32, a big number, something to watch out for. 9 home runs allowed this season by Shook.
Kick out, though, 102 Gonzalez. That's low and inside with an off speed. The count is 1-1. So the final numbers for Nick Bennett, 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He allowed 1 home run tonight. The 1-1. Outer edge called a strike, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count of ball and 2 strikes to Gonzalez. Next offer is swung through and missed, and Shook throws him a changeup. Strikes out Gonzalez. One gone, and Riley Delcato the batter. Well, 6 runs on 8 hits, 1 error for the Embraves. 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors for the Shuckers. He was tied at 1 after the first. As the first offer, fastball dots the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. Embraves with a 3-run third. A 2-RBI double by Justin Dean and an RBI single by Hendrick Clementina. Sharks have got a run back in the bottom of that frame. Thanks to an RBI double by Felix Valerio. As the next offer, shot foul, first base side. The count is 0-2. With 2 runs in the third. On a couple of singles and a bouncing ball up the middle by Clementina. Shook readies, and the righty is 0-2 to Delgado. And that is just off the plate. A little bit of a running fastball. The count is 1-2. Well, scouting report on the right-hander T.J. Shook. He throws a fastball, a changeup, a cutter, and a curveball. The set down the 1-2. Well, that's fouled right back. Challenged him with an inner half fastball. The count will stay at 1-2. Delgado 0-2 tonight with a strikeout in the second. And a ground out in the fourth. And Jalen Miller, the left fielder, waiting on deck. The 1-2 pitch nearly hits him. Curveball that came out of the hand wrong for Shook. Well, the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shook, 6'4", 217-pound right-hander. 23 years old from Columbia, South Carolina. 2-2, and that's looped foul, first base side. And so the count, 2-2. Oh, some ominous gray clouds around, though I don't know if they're only more ominous because the sun has set, and so the delineation on the sky becomes that much more difficult. 2-2, hit in the air, right field. Campbell searching for it. Now he finds it as he drifts towards the line, and if he didn't find it. He played it off well enough as he makes the catch. Right to the spot he needed to be, a few steps in fair territory, and hauls it in. This is the difficult time of night with the twilight skies and the dark skies as well. Two gone and Jalen Miller the batter. First offer fastball for a strike. It is 0-1.
Giving a weather update. So those clouds are no joke. They're coming off the Mississippi Sound.
Ooh, that is not good. The set in the 0-1. Shot towards the Shuckers dugout. Look out. And the count is 0-2. I'll never forget Quince Landry, who was our groundskeeper here for a couple of seasons. He knew all the weather patterns about how everything moved and when it was likely going to hit us, what the best pattern was, as the 0-2 is swung on and missed. And so Shook strikes out a pair as he sits the side down in order in the top of the sixth inning. 5.5 in the books here in Biloxi. It's the Embraves 6 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Last of the sixth inning at MGM Park. Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 6-2. Day is over for Freddie Tarnock, and he will turn things over to the new right hitter, Coleman Huntley III, here in the home half of the sixth.
Now Huntley 1-0, 2.39 ERA on the season, his 20th appearance.
First offer, Reitz swings through a fastball for a strike.
37 2/3 work so far this season. He's walked just 11, struck out 51.
Right hitter glove tucked up against his chest. Now brings it out slightly as he rocks home with the 0-1. And Reitz swings through a changeup. And the count is 0-2. Well, what a night it turned into for Freddie Tarnock after he gave up a run in the first. And a couple of hits had been in scoring position. He really finished the night off strong. As the 0-2 outer edge fastball called strike at 91 miles an hour. So the first strikeout for Huntley. That is now the eighth consecutive strikeout for Embraves pitching. First offer on the way, and that is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. And so now it'll be Cam Devaney with two outs in the sixth, as that is nine consecutive strikeouts for the M-Braves. First offer to Devaney, and Cam shoots this into right field. Coming on Harris, he reaches out, and he holds it in, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Coleman Huntley in the bottom of the sixth. We head on to the seventh. It's the M-Braves 6 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulf. Port 5 minutes north of I-10.
Start of the seventh inning. Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 6-2. Right-hander TJ Shook out for a second inning of work. Trey Harris is the first batter he faces, and this is a bouncer up the middle. Monasterio to his left. And they'll scoop behind second and throw and retire Harris. First time Harris has been retired tonight. A little bit of a knuckling bouncer up the middle. With one gone, the lineup turns back over to Cody Mulligan. Well, six runs, eight hits, one error for the M-Braves. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Shuckers. M-Braves looking to snap a five-game losing skid tonight. As the first pitch out inside corner for a strike, it is 0-1. And the pitching staff has shown up in a big way tonight. 0-1. Low and inside, it is 1-1. And Braves have now combined to strike out 14 Shuckers batters, including nine in a row from the third inning to the second out in the sixth. As this is shot up the middle and slicing away from Koga in center, but on a few hops he'll collect it, it is a one-out single by Milligan, his second knock of the night. So he's on base now with Justin Dean coming to bat. Right-hander shook the offer. And that is off the plate with a cutter for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, as we play on here in the top of the seventh inning, we take our first look at the Southern League scoreboard tonight. Of course, Pensacola and Montgomery, they were unable to play last night due to rain and wet grounds as the 1-0. Dean fouls it off right side. And a nice snag off the bounce from the sweet level by a fan down there. The count is 1-1. Well, they will make that game coming up on Saturday. That'll be July 2nd. Now, they are playing tonight over in Pensacola. By now, they are at the stretch, and Pensacola with a 3-1 lead over the Biscuits. The 1-1. And Dean fouls this one off of the mask of Lopez and down into the Shuckers' dugout. And the count is one ball and two strikes to Dean, who is 2-for-3 tonight With a single, a double, three runs driven in, a stolen base, and two runs scored. A full night already for Justin Dean. Well, tonight in Pensacola, the Wahoos scored two in the first inning. Paul McIntosh with an RBI single and Griffin Conine with an RBI double. Eric Osberg with a double that drove in a run for Montgomery in the fourth, but the Wahoos have answered with a home run by Ray Patrick Ditter in the sixth. This is low and outside. And the count is 2-2. Ninth home run of the year for Ditter. It is currently 3-1 in favor of the Wahoos. But Pensacola did opt to just push Yuri Perez back a day. Actually, check that. They did not. No, they did. He was scheduled to pitch yesterday, and he's on the mound tonight. Set in the 2-2. A late check swing, and he went around. It's a strikeout. Dean didn't even hang out and wait to see if James Jean would ring him up. Third strikeout of the night for Shook. Two gone in the inning is C.J. Alexander, Dixon. Six two in favor of the Embraves here in the top of the seventh inning. The set and the first offer. And this is lined right back up the middle into center, a base hit. Milligan stutter steps around second, but Coca is quick to it. It's the second hit of the inning. Runners on first and second. Still two gone, and Clementina will be the batter. Meanwhile, in the North Division tonight, Tennessee and Rocket City playing their third game in their series. Smokies threw a no-hitter back on Tuesday night. Trash Pandas bounced back with a win yesterday. Well, right now, they are in the top of the eighth inning. Tennessee currently leading Rocket City 4-1. However, Rocket City with the bases loaded and two out. First offer to Clementina. And a breaking pitch is low and outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Kevin Maitan coming up to bat against the right-hander Max Bain in that game. A run scoring in that one. Jordan Adams with an RBI single for Rocket City to drive in their only run in the second. Look back to second and the 1-0 pitch. And that is hit the opposite way down the right field line, but it is a foul ball that skips on one hop into the Shuckers bullpen. The count is 1-1 to Clementina. Harrison Winson then with a solo home run to tie it for the Smokies in the bottom of the second. Luis Vasquez hit his fifth in the fifth, and Jonathan Perlaza with his ninth home run of the year in that inning as well. We talked about it last night. Tennessee has been a little bit of a launching pad. 1-1, freezes him with an inside curve, and the count is a ball and two strikes to Clementina. Smokies are on pace to absolutely shatter their home run record. Imagine by the time we play them here in a little more than a week, 2 weeks, check that. People have already done it. Center the 1-2, and a wave and a miss. And Shook strikes out his fourth of the night. No runs, two hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base. The top of the seventh. It's time to stretch it here at MGM Park. The Shuckers trail at 6-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8,
So grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the seventh inning, Checkers trailing the Mississippi Braves 6-2. It'll be 8-9-1. Coca, Lopez, and Campbell, the 3-2 up. It's the right-hander Coleman Huntley, the third, out for a second inning of work after he struck out two and got a line out from Devaney to end the bottom of the sixth inning. First offer to Coca, and Yason takes a little outside with a fastball at 91. It is 1-0. Six runs on 10 hits, one error for the M-Braves. Two runs on just four hits, and no errors for Biloxi. The kick and the 1-0, and this is shot right at the third baseman, Alexander. He brings it in as Coca hit it very hard, but right at the third baseman. So the sharp lineout, second lineout of the night for Coca, one going in the inning, and Jason Lopez the batter. Set in the first offer, and Lopez pops it up first base side and foul for the strike. It is 0-1. Lopez so far tonight 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts, both of them looking on pitches right on the outer edge. Right-hander Huntley sets and the 0-1. This is swung on and missed for a strike, and the count is 0-2. Remember, Lopez, the hero in the game back on Sunday night. Walk-off bases-clearing double. Drove in three as the Shuckers came back and shocked the Wahoos. The 0-2. And this is swung through and missed. Third strikeout of the night for Huntley. And the 15th overall for the M-Braves. Two gone, and the lineup card turns back over to Noah Campbell. That's now 12 consecutive hitters retired by Mississippi. All but two of them have been via the strikeout. First offer to Campbell, and he's late on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Series continues tomorrow night as we start the month of July. 6:35 p.m. first pitch right here at MGM Park. 0-1 is high. It's 1-1. Left-hander Brandon Kinnear will go for the Shuckers tomorrow night. No record with a 4.05 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Darius Vines. 1-1. And Campbell watches a breaking ball outer half for a strike. It's 1-2. Vines this year 3-4 with a 5.45 earned run average. Kick in the 1-2. And Campbell strikes out swinging on a breaking ball down low. Four strikeouts for Coleman Huntley, and that's now 13 straight batters retired by the M-Braves, including 11 of them via the strikeout. We go on to the eighth. M-Braves leading the Shuckers 6-2 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you
you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the eighth inning in Biloxi. Mississippi Braves leading the Biloxi Shuckers 6-2. Drew Lugbauer leads it off. The right-hander T.J. Shook. His first offer is a little low and inside. Ball to the left-handed hitting Lugbauer, 1-0. Shook out for his third inning of work in relief. The set and the 1-0. A weave and a miss, and the count is 1-1. Shuckers trying to tandem their way through this game as the left-hander Nick Bennett with the first five innings. Six runs allowed, did not walk a batter, and struck out five. The 1-1, and another whiff and a miss threw him a changeup at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 1-2. Lugbauer so far tonight 0-3 with two strikeouts and a groundout. 1-2, and a swing and a miss. Lopez shows the ball. It's a strikeout. Fifth of the night for Shook. He retires Lugbauer on four pitches, one gone, and Jariel Gonzalez the batter. Take a look around the rest of the Brewers' affiliated system this evening. Well, the game's going on tonight. Sent in the first offer to Gonzalez, and a curveball is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. We'll start tonight with Wisconsin taking on Cedar Rapids at Fox County Stadium. Set and the 1-0 pitch to Gonzalez. And this is hit in the air, out into left center. Coming over at an easy jog is Coca, and he'll settle underneath it to make the one-handed catch off of his left side. Two gone, and Delgado the batter. And Wisconsin currently leading Cedar Rapids 2-1 in their game. That game is going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Recent promotion to Wisconsin making the start tonight. Israel Puello, 6'3", 200-pound right-hander, just 21 years old from the Dominican Republic. As this pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Was promoted up to Wisconsin today officially. The set and the 1-0. That is on the outer edge for a strike. It is 1-1. Good first outing at high A for the right-hander. Five innings, three hits, one run, one walk, and seven strikeouts. 1-1, just off the outer edge with a cutter. The count, two balls and a strike to Delgado. Darian Miller has driven in all of the runs for the Timber Rattlers tonight. It is sixth home run of the year. Check that, fifth home run of the year. As the 2-1 is lifted into left and initially now reach backing up out towards the warning track. Then he reaches up and hauls it in for the out. So the line drive to left, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for T.J. Shook, who's gone three scoreless out of the bullpen tonight for Biloxi. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers looking for a rally. They trail it 6-2 as we head that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
the Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing it 6-2 against the M Braves. New hurler into the ballgame, the right-hander Indigo Diaz from Mississippi, and he skips in and off speed for a ball. It is 1-0. Over Diaz, his 27th appearance of the year, 0-4 this year with a 3.51 ERA. He's finished off 13 games for Mississippi. He has four holds and two saves in three save chances. 1-0. And that is in there for a called strike. It is 1-1 to Monasterio, who's driven in one of the Shuckers' two runs tonight with a solo home run back in the first. His second home run in as many days. The set and the 1-1. And this is hit out towards center field coming on Dean, and he'll bounce in front of him as he dives and somehow still stabs it and prevents it from slipping by. A lot of ground covered by Dean, but a leadoff single by Monasterio, and the Shuckers have their first man on base, trailing by four here in the bottom of the eighth. Rest of the numbers on the right-hander Diaz, 25 and two-thirds innings. He's given up now 15 hits, 13 runs, 10 earned. He has walked 20 and struck out 32. Opponents are hitting 154 against right-hander Indigo Diaz. So here's Weimer from the right side. And Diaz sets, and the first offer on the way. And that's a check swing foul ball for Weimer. Joey can't believe it. Stopped the bat, but because of where it was, the ball still caught it and went back to the screen for a strike. Weimer against Diaz this year, 0-2. The 0-1. And another check swing foul ball towards the Shuckers dugout. Weimer hands on his hips in disbelief. He stopped his swing both times, and it still caught the inner edge. Monasterio, short leadoff of first. And the 0-2 is down low. Ball and two strikes. Well, the single by Monasterio breaks up a string of 13 consecutive batters retired by the M Braves, including 11 via the strikeout. Nine straight Shuckers batters struck out. The set of the 1-2. Inside, Weimer lifts the hands and backs up from an inner 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count draws even at 2-2. Weimer, two walks tonight. He stole a base in the first, and he came in and scored in the third. That was the last run for Biloxi. 2-2, and it's high. Three balls and two strikes to Weimer. So Joey has run the count full. And three of his four at-bats, and he got to a 2-2 count back in the fifth. 3-2, and Weimer, a slow bouncer. Diaz comes over, gloves, throws, and it's wide. Lundbauer prevents it from getting away, and it's an infield single for Weimer. Well, Joey will take it however he can get it. That breaks up a streak of 0-13 for Weimer, even though he did get on base twice tonight via the walk. And so the Shuckers have something working here in the home half of the eighth inning. Monasterio at second, Weimer at first. And with that, Clementina is going to go out and have a quick word with Diaz. So Weimer, the trend holds true. He had gone hitless in his last two games. Last time that Weimer went hitless in two straight games, it's the fifth time he's done it this year. He had never gone three consecutive games without a hit. And So with that infield single on a bouncer, that trend holds true. Back-to-back singles for the Shuckers here, and we'll see if they've got a late comeback in them again, trailing 6-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning, but Thomas Dillard stepping in. Diaz sets the offer, and that is at the bottom part of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. Look back to second. And the 0-1. And Dillard can't check his swing on an elevated fastball. It is 0-2 now. Thomas with a single back in the first, but he struck out in the third and fifth. Monasterio at second, Weimer at first. Nobody gone here in the bottom of the eighth. And the 0-2. And Dillard fouls it off left side. The count stays at 0-2. Dillard this season 0-1 against Diaz. He has struck out. He was intentionally walked his other time up. Again the 0-2. And Dillard hits this on a rope, but it's gloved cleanly by Milligan, and they will throw to second. And Monasterio is back in front of the flip. So an opportunity to maybe let that one fall, but instead Milligan, just reacting, picks it before it gets to the dirt. And then the underhand to second, not in time. So a sharp line out for Dillard. One going here in the inning. And Jackson Reitz, last night's hero, coming to bat. 6-2 in favor of the M-Braves here in the home half of the eighth inning. The set of the first offer. And that one goes over Reitz's head. Breaking ball that came out of the hand incorrectly. And the count is 1-0. Reitz 0-3 tonight with three strikeouts. The set and the 1-0. And that is low and outside. Two balls and no strikes to Reitz. Well, on Wednesday night of last week, Reitz had gone 0-3 his first three times up, and he hit a go-ahead solo home run in the eighth inning. Game the Shuckers won 5-4 against Pensacola. And just because he is 0-3 does not mean he is out of it tonight. 2-0, and Reitz hits this to deep center field. Turning and chasing is Dean at the deepest part of the park. He reaches up, and it's gone over the wall. And Jackson Reitz with his 17th home run of the year. And the Shuckers are within one at 6-5. A three-run Johnson for the Shuckers left fielder. And with one mighty swing, Biloxi is back in this ball game. It is no joke to hit it out to the deepest part of the park there in right field. And Jackson Reitz, what more can you say? Now it's Felix Valerio. And the first offer to Felix, 94-mile-an-hour fastball, outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. So a single by Monasterio, an infield single by Weimer, and Reitz with a three-run blast. The 0-1. And Valerio shows bunt, pulls back, and takes outside. And the count, one ball and one strike. This has been the story of the month for the Shuckers here in June. The set and the 1-1. And that is high, two balls and a strike. If there are still outs left in the game, that means there are still runs to be scored by the Shuckers offense, especially the likes of Jackson Reitz hitting in the five spot. The set and the 2-1. And this is fouled back. Valerio reached for it and hit it at the screen. So the count 2-2. Felix 1-3 tonight. Had an RBI double back in the third. The set and the 2-2. Low and away with a fastball, and the count has run full to Valeria with Cam Devaney waiting on deck. One gone here in the bottom of the eighth. Shuckers have scored three and now trail at 6-5. Diaz, he is 3-2. And again, fought off foul by Valerio as he goes to a knee. First base side. Right-hander Ingo Diaz. Another payoff pitch on the way. That is fouled back by Valerio. So Felix putting together a long at-bat. Diaz once again with a new ball in hand, the 3-2. And Valerio again sends it back to the screen. Three straight foul balls by Felix. And four of the last five pitches that he has seen. Base is empty for the Shuckers' second baseman. And the 3-2. Foul back again. Right on time for the fastball, but just underneath it. That was hit right back to the screen. As the first rain starts to fall here in Biloxi. Oh, no. The set and the 3-2. And Valerio again fouls it back. So five straight foul balls. One gone and Diaz. He's 3-2 pitch. And that is fouled off as it catches Valerio. And it catches Macon Hammond, who steps back a little bit. And he obviously got his bell rung by a fastball that got fouled right back. And right underneath his chin, he took one step back and then was a little woozy. And right there to catch him was Hendrick Clementina. Matt Deal out to check on the home plate umpire. He seems to be doing all right there. Give him just a minute. Rain is coming down. And again, we're not out in it here in the broadcast booth, but it looks like it is more of a drizzle right now, more of a misting at this moment than anything else. Plenty of fans have stayed in their seats at the moment, but you hope that it doesn't start to come down any heavier here. They are checking on the home plate umpire, Macon Hammond, after a foul ball by Valerio. The sixth consecutive foul ball by Felix. Right underneath the chin and caught him on the mask. And I think that right now, Hammond is likely fixing his mask after that foul ball. We run you back through this bottom of the eighth inning. Andrew Monasterio with a leadoff single. So you can see the rain coming down a little bit in the lights there. Joey Weimer then with an infield single. And after a sharp line out by Dillard, Jackson Reitz with a three-run homer to right center field. His second straight day with a home run after he hit the walk-off last night. And it looks like Macon Hammond is going to be all right. He straightens back up. Now we have to reset. And Valerio has to get ready again to stand in against Diaz. Twelfth pitch of the at-bat coming to Valerio. As again, there's a light rain coming down here in Biloxi. Shuckers trailing it 6-5 here in the bottom of the eighth inning, but they have scored three runs to get back within one. The set and the 3-2 again is on the outside corner for a called third strike. Very close on the outer edge, but Valerio is rung up. That's the second out in the inning. First strikeout for Diaz and a big second out as he wins a 12-pitch battle with Valerio. And Cam Devaney digs in. Six-five as the first offer. inside, way wrong out of the hand. Trying to throw another first pitch breaking ball, and it's ball one to Devaney. Cam with a single back in the second, struck out in the third, and lined out sharply to right back in the sixth. The kick out, the 1-0. And another inside pitch. This one a fastball at 92. And it's two balls and no strikes to Devaney. Right-hander Diaz, the 2-0 pitch. Low and away, three balls and no strikes to Devaney. Jason Koga waiting on deck for the Shuckers. To Cam, taken at the knees for a strike, 93. On the gun, it is 3-1. There is some right-handed action out in the M-Braves bullpen if they need it, as the 3-1 is fouled back by Devaney. Another fastball at the bottom of the zone. Cam just underneath it. The count is full. Shuckers trailed 6-2 coming to the bottom of this eighth inning. With a three-run homer by Reitz has drawn them within a run. Two gone and the bases empty. And a 3-2 to Devaney is hit in the air on the infield. Ranging over Gonzalez, he'll give way to Milligan, who reaches up and along with a few misty raindrops, makes the catch above his head to bring the eighth inning to a close. But the Shuckers get within a run on the three-run blast by Jackson Reitz. And as we head to the ninth inning, it's now Mississippi 6 and Biloxi 5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The ninth inning, the Shuckers now trailing by a run at 6-5. Jalen Miller leads it off, and the right-hander TJ Shook brings home a cutter that is swung through and missed by Miller for a strike. It is 0-1. Shook so far tonight, two hits allowed and four strikeouts over three innings of relief after Nick Bennett threw the first five innings. As he deals home a curveball low, it is 1-1 to Miller. Shuckers getting back into this game. In the bottom of the eighth, thanks to a three-run homer by Jackson Reitz. The 1-1. Low and outside, two balls and a strike. 8-9-1 due up here for the M-Braves. Miller, Harris, and Milligan. Shook peers in, and the 2-1. High, and the count is three balls and a strike to Miller. The kick and the 3-1 from Shook, and that is bounced on the ground. Monasterio brings it up waist high, throws high, but Dillard leaps and makes the tag for the out. High throw from Monasterio, but not too far out of the range for Dillard, who not only hauls it in, but applies the tag to Miller as he goes by. And so a 6-3 ground out with the tag applied. One gone and Trey Harris the hitter. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for the Shuckers, Yason Koka, Jason Lopez, and Noah Campbell, the 3-2 up. First offer to Harris, and he rockets this out into left field, but coming on Reitz, he dives and catches it! Certified left fielder Jackson Reitz, an outstanding diving catch on a bullet from Trey Harris. And he is doing it all tonight for the Shuckers. Two gone in the top of the ninth. Playmakers make plays. And that's what Reitz has done this evening. So two gone, and it's Cody Milligan who takes low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. So two outs here in the inning. Jackson Reitz, the diving catch. Thomas Dillard, the important tag, and the 1-0. Outside edge just missed. Two balls and no strikes to Milligan. Milligan with a multi-hit night tonight. Singled his last time up in the seventh. Singled and scored a run in the third. He was also struck out and grounded out to second. The set by Shook and the righty's 2-0. On the outer half with a fastball for a strike, it is 2-1. 6-5 in Braves here in the top of the ninth inning. Two gone in the frame and the 2-1. Outside, trying to throw a changeup on the outer edge and missed. And the count is 3-1 to Milligan. Justin Dean, who's got three runs driven in tonight, waiting on deck for the in Braves. Set in the 3-1. Skipper to second. Fielded chest high by Valerio. Short throw to first. A 1-2-3 ninth for T.J. Shook, who has thrown four scoreless innings out of the bullpen for Biloxi tonight. We head on to the bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers looking for one to tie and two to win it for a second consecutive night. 6-5 as we go to the home half of the ninth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in an ABBA fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League tee. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers trailing by a run now at 6-5 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Mississippi Braves will turn to the right-hander Tyler Ferguson here in the bottom of the ninth to try and close it out. We'll get Yason Koka, the switch hitter, who will bat from the left side against the right-hander. The set on the first offer, and that is on the outside edge with a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. Ferguson's 29th appearance of the year. He's 2-1 with a 4-2-3 ERA. Sets in the 0-1 to Koka. And Eason swings through an inside fastball. It is 0-2. Ferguson this year has three holds. He has one save in two chances. 27 and two-thirds innings, 16 runs, 13 earned on 24 hits. He has walked 14 and struck out 35 as Koka takes time after his swing. The set and the 0-2 to Koka. And Yason pops it foul over on the third base side. Well, the Shuckers trailed this game 4-1 after the top of the third. They got a run in the bottom of the third to pull within two, but then a two-run fifth gave Mississippi a 6-2 lead. As time is called at home by Clementina. The set and the 0-2. Outside. Count a ball and two strikes to Yason Koka. Well, Koka is 0-for-3 tonight, but not because he hasn't put together good at-bats. He lined out really well to left field back in the second, and he hit a bullet right at Alexander his last time up. Has the 1-2, and this is a slow bouncer. Third base side, Ferguson comes over, throws to first, and Koka is out by a half a step at most at first base. Oh, the throw had to be perfect from Ferguson, and it was as he came off the mound and threw a fastball to first base. Koka sprinting down the line, just couldn't get there in front of him. One gone here in the ninth. Jason Lopez, the batter from the right side. Right-hander Ferguson ready is with a little bit of a stoop in his setup. And the first offer nearly hits Lopez as he ducks out of the way of it for ball one. Set in the 1-0. And that's on the inner edge with a fastball for a strike. A little bit of run back on the inner edge. The count is now 1-1 to Lopez. Jason 0-for-3 tonight has struck out three times this evening. As time is called, and it's a pitch clock violation on Ferguson, he took too long. And so it's two balls and a strike to Lopez. And Clementina is saying he stepped off the rubber, but remember, with nobody on base, pitchers do not get a disengagement. And so that does not reset the pitch clock. The 2-1 now. And Lopez steps back from an inside slider. It is 2-2. Sixth appearance of the year for the right-hander Ferguson against the Shuckers. And now, I'm not sure what the conversation is, as Ferguson came halfway to home plate. He's having some kind of conversation with either Clementina or the home plate umpire, Macon Hammond. Count even at 2-2. And the pitch. And Lopez just out in front. He pulled it foul all the way out to the gate. Over on the third base side for the Shuckers. And so the count stays at 2-2. 6-5 in Braves here in the bottom of the ninth inning. One gone and the bases empty. Shuckers looking to overcome a four-run deficit. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. A fastball at the bottom of the zone, and Ferguson strikes out Lopez. So two gone, and it all comes down to Noah Campbell to try and extend it for Biloxi here in the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing by a run. Switching in, Campbell will bat from the left side. And the first offer. And Campbell hits it foul, third base side for a strike. Noah tonight, 0-for-4 officially. He reached on what was ruled an error in the second on a very sharply hit ball that Lugbauer essentially sat on and couldn't find. 0-1, low and away with a fastball that reads at 97. And a count, one ball and one strike to Campbell. Looking to just get on base, bring up Monasterio and maybe Weimer behind him. The kick and the 1-1. That's tipped into the mitt of the catcher Clementina for a strike. And as they were last night, the Shuckers are down to their last strike here in the ninth inning. 6-5 in favor of the M-Braves here in the bottom of the ninth with two gone and the bags empty. Ferguson sets and the 1-2. And that is hit on the ground but wide of first and foul. Campbell after the foul ball, sent back in from the left side. And Ferguson's 1-2 is swung on and missed. He strikes out Campbell, and the M-Braves hang on tonight to snap their five-game losing streak. The Shuckers come up just a run shy tonight. Final score in this one, the Mississippi Braves 6 and the Biloxi Shuckers 5. When we come back, take you through the post-game show. Put a bow on this one and get you set for tomorrow. M-Braves 6-5 winners tonight. And the post-game show is next. So we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers fall in tonight's game 6-5. Green with you here. Let's run you back through this one tonight. And it was another bang-bang start. Mississippi Braves, a two-out home run by C.J. Alexander in the first to take a 1-0 lead. But Andrew Monasterio, his second home run with the Shuckers in as many days, a blast that just gets over the left field wall, tied it at one in the first inning. We would go on to the third after Nick Bennett threw a 1-2-3 second. In the third, two straight singles by Harrison Milligan, and then a two RBI double by Justin Dean gave the M-Braves a 3-1 lead. And Hendrick Clementina capped off a three-run inning with an RBI single to right. Shuckers would reply back in the bottom of the third. Joey Weimer drew his second walk of the night and then came in and scored on an RBI double off the left field wall by Felix Valerio. That made it 4-2, And unfortunately for the Shuckers at that point, that is where Freddie Tarnock, he did not allow a batter to reach the rest of the night. As a matter of fact, he struck out the final seven batters that he faced. He finishes with 12 strikeouts tonight. Coleman Huntley, the third, then picked up after that, struck out the next two that he saw. So the Braves struck out nine consecutive Shuckers batters and retired 13 straight, including 11 of 13 in a row via the K in that stretch. They would add on to their lead in the fifth inning as a leadoff single by Trey Harris in the fifth. He was driven in by Justin Dean on a single to left. Dean then stole second and scored on a bouncing ball up the middle that was ruled a hit by the official scorer on Clementina. They're going to look at it after that. It was a very close play, and I think if you ask Monasterio, he would say that he needs to make that throw, and it was likely an error. But it goes down as a hit in the box score for right now, and that ultimately, it doesn't matter if it's a hit or an error. A run comes in and scores, and at that point, it was 6-2. Shuckers would get back into the ballgame in the eighth inning. Monasterio led off with a single. Joey Weimer then with an infield single, third time that he reached on the night, put two men on, and who else but Jackson Reitz with a three-run homer the opposite way in the bottom of the eighth inning. Unfortunately, though, for the Shuckers, they would not get another base runner the rest of the night as Indigo Diaz retired the final two he saw, and Tyler Ferguson a 1-2-3 ninth inning. No late-inning drama tonight for the Shuckers as they fall 6-5 in tonight's game. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look around the Southern League as well as get you scores from around the Brewers-affiliated system. Plus, we'll get you set for tomorrow's game. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Fall tonight by a final score of 6-5 as the Braves get the win, but we were the only game in the Southern League tonight. And to take you through the scores from around the Southern League, let's send it over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. We have two games that have concluded so far. So Pensacola and Montgomery are supposed to play a doubleheader today. They only got one game, and I think just some wet field conditions still out over there. They're going to make that game up on July 2nd, so they're going to play another doubleheader 2 days from now. But Yuri Perez did pitch today. He went five innings, allowed just one run on four hits, walked three, and struck out eight as he picked up the winning decision in the Blue Wahoos 5-1 win on Montgomery. So the Marlins' number one prospect got some run support, too. Two runs in the second inning. McIntosh, RBI single. Griffin, Conine, double. It was 2-0. Osberg, RBI double, cut it in half in the fourth. But Ray Patrick, Ditter, solo home run. down to left center field. And then Narel Gonzalez, RBI single. That was a cherry on top. Biscuits Mustard just four hits as a team. So final four innings was no-hit baseball as well by the Blue Wahoos. There were three errors as well by the Biscuits. Very uncharacteristic of them. Led to two unearned runs, but they still dropped the game 5-1. 12 hits the Blue Wahoos as well. The game that's finished so far, Smokies winners tonight over Rocket City 4-2. Jonathan Perlaza, two hits, a double, and a home run for him, his ninth of the season. That came in the fifth inning, so he drove in two, in which the Trash Pandas were out hit 8-5. Luis Vasquez homered as well in the contest, also in the fifth inning. But again, the big day was Jonathan Perlaza with his hits today. And so again, they win the contest 4-2. And our final game tonight, it's in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chattanooga trailing by five runs. All Birmingham, 10 runs on 16 hits tonight. We are starting to see maybe a Birmingham team that could possibly win the second half, in which you would have thought they had a couple players like Lenin Sosa, Gilbert Sanchez, guys that got called up, and you said, well, maybe these guys, you know, they're not going to do well in the second half. Well, they have done nothing but a win at the end of the first and continue that here in the second. Andrew Abbott today, remember last time that we faced him, he lasted just two-thirds of an inning, went five tonight, allowed five runs on six hits, did strike out eight, but still not the outing that his team needed. Unfortunately, because all five runs coming in the top of the fourth inning, so really one big inning for him that just got away. And his team had a 3-0 lead until that point. There was a Ian Dawkins RBI single that played it to Curbelo, gave them a lead, a two RBI double, and DJ Bird RBI single, all just like that. And we only have one home run in the game tonight. Alex wow. McGarry, I think that's his third straight game now with a home run, I think, in this series. But we had a few nights ago, we had like four or five home runs all the last three
innings.
We
had a lot the other night.
So no home runs, or one home run today for Chattanooga. But out of the 16 hits, no home runs for Birmingham. And they're on top 10-5, two outs away from another win.
All right, thank you very much, Thomas. All right, I'll give you the option. Are we going to start at Low A Carolina or Triple A Nashville tonight?
Let's start. Let's go top to bottom.
All right, we're gonna start with Triple A Nashville. They're taking on Indianapolis at home right now. It is a 4-2 Indians lead over Nashville. Dylan File got the start tonight, the former Biloxi Shucker. 5 1/3 innings, three runs, two earned on four hits, two walks, and five strikeouts for Dylan Lucas Ersig. An inning and 2/3 today. Two hits, one run allowed. But Ersig has a 1.8 ERA in his time at AAA. That is great to see for him. Bryce Terang with an RBI single that drove in a run tonight. And David Dahl with an RBI single. Those are the two runs for Nashville. Sounds were trailing 3-2 after the fourth. A run has been added on in the seventh by the Indianapolis Indians. So right now, Nashville still playing in their game, but they're trailing 4-2. As for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, 2-1 winners tonight. Israel Pueyo got his first start. We said during the broadcast that he was promoted today. That was incorrect. He was promoted 2 days ago from Low A Carolina to High A Wisconsin. What a debut he had. Five innings, one run, three hits, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Only runs in the game for Wisconsin came on a two-run homer by Darian Miller, his fifth of the year. And that would be the final score, 2-1. I know we sound like a broken record. Cam Robinson, one scoreless, perfect inning tonight. His 19th save of the year.
Wow.
And his ERA down to 1.53. Just bears repeating. And at the low A level, Carolina Mudcat. Carolina had a rough week last week. We can all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
All right. They're at Five Counties Stadium. They got a big win tonight. 2-1 in 10 innings. That tells me that they got a walk-off this evening over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Only run for the Woodpeckers scored on a double steal. That allowed a run to score. Zach Rabby with an RBI single in the sixth inning for Carolina to tie it. And then Hendry Mendez, RBI single to drive in Jeremy Vargas and win the game in walk-off fashion for Carolina. And as for the big league crew, they fall tonight to the Pittsburgh Pirates in their series opener in Pittsburgh. Bad news tonight. Adrian Hauser left the start tonight. The report was that it was a little bit of tightness in his elbow, and it is just literally the second come down. Craig Counsell has said that the Brewers will place Adrian Hauser on the injured list. Man, They cannot catch a break.
Yeah.
Cannot catch a break in that. Brandon Woodruff just came back the other night, and now it is Hauser. So the depth of pitching being tested in the Brewers system. By the way, Brian Reynolds hit 3 home runs yesterday for the Pittsburgh Pirates in a win over the Washington Nationals. Tonight it was Michael Perez who hit 3 home runs. 8-7 your final score. Pittsburgh beats Milwaukee. The Brewers came back in this game. They got 3 runs on the top of the 9th inning, but ended up coming just a run short. Christian Yelich with his 3rd triple of the year. 2 doubles by Andrew McCutchen, Jace Peterson, Colton Wong, Omar Narvaez, and Willy Adames all doubled, but nobody ended up hitting a home run tonight for Milwaukee as they fall 8-7 in their contest. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For the Mississippi Braves, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They end up leaving 4 men on base. For Biloxi, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They leave 5 men on base. The winning pitcher is Freddie Tarnock. He improves to 2-2. The losing pitcher is Nick Bennett. He drops to 3-7. Shuckers ended up striking out 19 times in this evening's game, and I've got it right here in front of me. Did we strike out 19 times in a game this season, Thomas?
I think it was 18 this year
to Pensacola. It was 18 in a game as well.
Yep.
And
actually, Chattanooga, we've done it twice this year.
Okay, well,
that was the day game, the Wednesday 12:30-15 game.
That they won nonetheless. Well, bad news, 19 strikeouts in a game is a new franchise record for the Shuckers as they fall tonight. With the loss, Shuckers 36-34 overall in the year, so they're still 2 games over 500, but they're 2-1 in the second half. For the Mississippi Braves, they get the win, and that snaps a 5-game losing skid for them. They improved to 30-42 on the year. They are now 1-2 in the second half of Southern League play. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 30 minutes, a little bit of a delay after a foul ball hit our home plate umpire for a 4-minute delay in front of a crowd of 23-21 on an 83-degree night here in Biloxi. Next up, it is another 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night. The left-hander Brandon Kinnear takes the mound. No record with a 4.05 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Darius Vines, 3-4 with a 5.45 ERA. First pitch at 6:35, so we're on the air for you coming up tomorrow night at 6:15 from right here in Biloxi. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella as well, who sacrificed his 7th inning tonight to go down and be part of the TARP crew. Thomas, thanks so much for being a team player tonight and heading down there. I'll get you back for an inning coming up.
No, it's all good. It's all about the Shuckers. We're all about here.
I got to make sure we got a playing surface. And sometimes that means the broadcast crew has to go down there and help out with it. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you. Remember us a part of your Thursday night, whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game. We're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers Baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Mississippi Braves 6, the Biloxi Shuckers 5. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Cruisin' WGCM.